This is the news from Slam City. Gemini Jackson and the Loud Table interpretate odd news from across the universe. Bring a change of clothes.
This is the news.
Man arrested in Japan for selling overseas bootleg anime DVDs.
Ooh, bootleg anime DVDs.
So a couple ladies are buying hentai? This box set of Demon Slayer.
Uh-oh.
Is Demon Slayer hentai? What is it?
No, man.
I don't think so.
Demon Slayer is just a regular old anime. It's pretty good. You should watch it. No hentai. I think it's pronounced hentai. That's it, huh?
Caught with fake DVDs, the seller.
He may have made as much as 11.5 million yen on this thing, man. And he's a 40-year-old office worker.
Damn.
All he's doing. See, the reason he got caught is he was using the work copy machine to make the boxes of the box sets.
Oh, shit.
That's how you get caught.
You can't be doing that.
Because they got histories on them shits now.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Yeah, that's why you no longer, like, things, man.
Yeah, that's why you no longer photocopy your butthole. Don't do that.
Nefarious things.
Unless you got nefarious things with office printers and shit, man. Yeah. They're fucking looking.
Speaking of nefarious Home Depot purchases,
more than $1 million worth of stolen Home Depot goods have been recovered outside
Slam City.
Authorities have said.
What?
A non-Slam citizen man is in custody after authorities have raided his house.
But have they caught the mastermind?
They have not caught the mastermind, and nor do we know. Nor do we know who that mastermind
alleged mastermind, you know?
And that is
alleged.
The story.
Sexy ass.
That's the real story. Cut from the ground floor. McDonald's McRib is returning to menus across America for the first time in 8 years, and it is time to celebrate, baby. The last time this happened, Godzilla was 58.
Dude, was it really 8 years ago?
No, so they haven't had it full time on the menu as a menu
item.
They brought it as like special hits, like hey, for limited time only, because there's not enough pigs in the world. But now we got fake pig meat. Are they gonna do more of those celebrity fake pig meat meal things?
Like, who would be next?
Or
who?
Fox Trot. Well, tell me about it. Yeah, tell me what
your celebrity McDonald's menu. Large French fries. McDoubles.
Two McDoubles.
10-piece chicken nuggets.
What?
And hot mustard.
Damn.
All for $7.99.
No drink? What's the mandatory drink?
Large drink of your choice.
No, your choice. It's got to be a mandatory drink. What's your drink?
It's probably going to be Sprite.
Damn.
I've been on a Sprite thing.
Easy ice?
No, I don't know. I never got extra ice.
As long as it's cold, you know.
All right, Burrito, what would your signature dish be? I know you're not much of a McDonald's guy.
No, you just have a combo. Doesn't matter where it is. It's a fast food restaurant that serves burgers and fries. It's like American stuff.
What would my signature dish be?
Your combo.
Combo, yeah.
My combo? Oh, yeah. I guess it would be...
The sandwich is called a bandito. Tell me about this bandito.
The bandito burger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. It would be...
Sky's the limit!
A burger with chorizo mixed in.
Oh.
To it, right?
Long pig chorizo?
So?
Yeah. And...
you think that'd be good?
Barbacoa sprinkled on the top?
I think it'd be hard to keep together.
Yeah, maybe.
Barbacoa, baby.
Yeah, barbacoa sprinkle on the top with a fried egg and some guacamole.
Now we're fucking talking.
That ain't no Mickey D's combo.
That's the bandito. I do have a Mickey
D's. That's
the
blue plate special.
I do have a GMN specific McDonald's crossover.
Tell us about it.
And I think everybody's buying on this. All right.
Hot dog.
You got a McDouble.
Ooh.
You got a hot and spicy McChicken.
Ah.
You got a large fry.
Ooh.
And a large unsweet tea.
That's dude, signature. I was like teeter-tarm because I do get unsweet tea too a lot.
Yeah, see, that's a signature. That's a meal item.
So submit your final answer. It's called the Slam City Meal. Limited time only.
12-foot-long dick hot dog.
covered in sour cream.
Sour cream.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
I don't know why.
What would a Slam City burger be? Had Mighty Fine not fucked up their opportunity to do the sickest crossover of all time.
Oh, that's right. They did have a...
Put them on the map.
They fucked that up years ago.
They had the opportunity years ago. Some might say 10 years ago. What would the Slam City burger be?
Grilled jalapenos, grilled onions. I mostly always want to try just a regular, good, classic burger.
I'm going standard, but you have to enhance every ingredient somehow.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? Like, those things have to be really good.
Get into detail what the beef is. Long pig mixed beef or whatever. Or USDA, Wagyu Prime.
All we're doing is replicating the Bandito, because that's exactly what the Bandito did.
But he was putting like barbacoa and stuff on there. That's not like the standard classic burger.
That sounds pretty fucking standard to me. I feel like if you're not putting barbacoa on your shit, you're fucking up somewhere in life. That's how I feel about barbacoa. Y'all brush your teeth with toothpaste. I'm out here with barbacoa. That's kind of like what life is about. Brushing your teeth with barbacoa.
You floss your teeth with the tendons?
Who flosses their teeth? Next question.
I do, man. Sexy ass down.
What kind of floss do you use?
Man, I use Oral B, dog.
Oh, keeps it on hand at all times.
I have to, man.
Busting it right out of his pocket.
My shit, yeah, it gets fucked
up. That's part of the morning count that you make sure you got all your shit.
I have multiple dental flosses all over the place.
Oh, damn, so this man is a dental floss.
You just have it a floss.
Yeah, I just have it like in key locations, you know.
It's scattered throughout the house just in case.
It scatters throughout the house.
It's like dental sometimes floss they're hidden and then a weapon
underneath tables and shit.
Wherever there's a weapon stored in the fridge, house, there's dental floss.
Ice machine.
Inside the ice machine, there's
safe. Both.
Inside the ice machine, there's a Glock and some dental floss.
Where the air filter is, I put one in there.
Two Glocks and four dental flosses. You got your spearmint. You got your cinnamon. Ooh. You got your waxed and your unwaxed. What?
Oh, shit. No.
What?
Oh, well, okay, I'll be truthful. I got, you know those Blue Line chalks?
Yeah.
But it's for dental floss and it's just nothing but in there.
So you just cut your teeth on it?
Yeah, man.
Okay, man.
It's clean.
Speaking of clean...
This leopard mauls a Florida man who paid for a full contact experience with a big cat.
What is this, amateur?
Paid for that GFE, guys.
Yeah, it's $150 for a full contact experience with a captive black leopard. And it would allow him to play with the rare cat and rub its belly. Instead, he was attacked as soon as he entered the enclosure and needed multiple surgeries. Apparently, it scalped him. Like, whoa. His scalp was hanging off.
That's cut pretty his, brutal to be scalped.
Yeah, cut his ear in half or something. I don't know.
Damn,
I guess it looked pretty gruesome. There weren't any pictures, obviously.
I just tried looking for it.
What was the report from the ground level?
It's a messy sight, man.
That's a messy sight. You're right.
All for $150. You could just went down to the B-Kern district and fucking get a real full experience.
You're right. Not only did he get mauled by a leopard, but he paid to be mauled by a leopard.
He could have just fucking a blowjob from a cougar down the road.
What's worse, mauled by a leopard or blowjob from a cougar? That wouldn't have been $150. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, man. $5 tops.
With a coupon.
Oh, yeah. She accepts competitor coupons, of course. Yeah.
Hey, you price match?
There is price matching guarantee week.
What's your return policy?
There's a week. That's up to up to the day.
So here's your cougar's name, Foxshot. You ready?
Oh no.
What is it?
Tabitha.
Her name's Makita.
Oh. Tabitha Makita.
That's a good name for a cougar.
You can call me Tabby. That's right. Makita is my maiden name after my second husband, Richard.
You gotta stop with that voice.
No, this is a different voice. This is my cougar voice.
Oh, man.
I'm a cougar.
It's so bad. I can barely even hear you, dude. What
Tabitha.
Happened?
Just kidding. It's me, Jerry Roper. Oh, fuck you. He's off the mask.
It's Jerry Roper.
It was Jerry Roper.
Oh, Jerry Roper, huh?
It was
a red herring.
It's a red herring.
You're alive, aren't you?
Jerry Roper's been alive. He was undercover.
Imposter.
Yeah.
Shit.
You would have gotten away with it.
Like these influencers who are computer generated.
They're
making real money.
Real money out here.
Fakes for real, real.
That's for real, real. That's straight cash. Ola. You just make up a personality and people start following it. And then you start rolling in it.
For real?
Yeah, you guys want to make one?
I like how this name is Lil Michaela. Miquela?
I thought it was Miguela.
Yeah, I know. I thought
it's
so
Little
Miquela.
Like,
it's Little Miguela. Miguela Gorilla for sale.
Dang. Well, a Colorado man wins the lottery but misses the deadline to turn in a ticket by 3 fucking days.
Oh, no.
Dang. If you guys were in a situation like that, what would you guys do? What could you do?
Get out
I'd
my gun.
I was kidnapped.
And I would take these bullets and just start eating them. Just start eating all these bullets.
Like Tic Tacs?
Like Tic Tacs. Just start eating bullets like Tic Tacs. I mean, nothing you can do. You'd feel like hella shit. You'd feel like hella shit. But Burrito said he would say that he was kidnapped.
I was kidnapped and held against my will. Mm-hmm. And I just escaped with my ticket.
So you would like create this whole like scheme?
Yes.
Yeah, he would defraud the government for $1,500.
Oh.
That's how much a ticket?
Yeah, still.
No, it was like a million, wasn't it?
I don't know.
You don't know?
How much was it?
Just how much was it?
It's just a number.
How much was it? $55?
$1,500? Would you do it?
Would you do it for $1,500?
Yeah.
All right.
Fuck yeah. There you go.
Fuck yeah.
You got it, man.
You could have said 150 in RPN.
You surprised me. That was really good. Yeah. Standing ovation.
Yeah.
The show.
Their integrity's for sale, man.
Yeah, and it's only 150. Why get mauled by a leopard when you can just buy Burrito's integrity?
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Yo, Gemini, you better pull your friend to the side.
Yeah, because a couple got married at the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru where they met.
Aww.
You know what? They exchanged rings, but it was like donuts.
Donuts.
Oh! Yeah.
And in not so funny news.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
This week's been wild.
Our notable deaths of the week, RIP 007, Sean Connery, James Bond actor, died age 90. He was the first to bring James Bond to the big screen and played the role for 7 movies.
All right, in honor of Sean Connery, we got to do the rest of the show in our Sean Connery voice.
Oh, God.
Voices, man.
Believe in yourself.
Sexy ass down.
I'll take the rapist for 200, please.
Damn, but 90 years old. You think that's enough
that's
time?
That's pretty old.
That's like enough, right? What's enough? Like 85?
It depends, man. You going to be like all good or not good?
What?
You know, like you can be healthy or not.
You mean like what if messed up at 85?
No, I mean like what is like...
Shit, man, if I'm healthy, I'll go 100.
If shit came down to it. Nah, if shit came down to it and the world had to decide what's the cutoff date.
Oh, damn, dude. Why are you asking questions like that? That's a
crazy question.
I'm just
curious where you guys
would
draw that line. I'm just trying to get consensus for the future.
Gemini's taking the show to a new level.
Yeah, this is levels.
In the future.
You're talking about Logan Run, are you?
Something like that. Definitely something like that. This is called Gemini's Run.
Gemini's Run.
I guess 70.
Will we talk about the future?
70?
Yeah.
You'd be comfortable at 70? I feel like that kind of got me panicky. It's 70 feels like
still
it's pretty young.
Too young. Yeah.
But I get
still
it.
Pretty young.
The world got together and is like, hey, there's not enough resources
but
for
But we're
everyone.
Talking about the future. Like, the future's all fucked up, right? So, like, this
You don't know that.
Happen.
It could be better. We could be Mars.
No, I don't want to go to fucking Mars.
You don't want to go to Mars?
Well, is there no other place?
No.
Like, there's no other place I'll go to Mars.
Like, you can go to Mars. And they got
but man, I just watched Total Recall on Mars.
They got
condominiums. It looks like it sucks dicks.
And they
I want to go to Mars.
Three titted bitches.
No, but dude, it looks fucked up, man.
They got chicks with
three
titties.
Titty.
They don't got
they
weed
got,
in Mars yet.
Not only do they have bitches with three titties, but they also got two cleavages. That's like the
that's
understood part. Three titties equals two cleavages.
I mean, that's just
straight
up math right there.
That's deep, man.
That's a good
that's
deal.
Simple mathematics. So you're not living to 75 on Mars?
89.
All right. Okay. Okay.
Now,
like,
fuck it, man. 100. Just fucking
shit,
whatever. When,
85. Yeah. That's where I'm at.
85? 85 is okay. Yeah,
but
okay
it also feels like wrong to like draw a line. You know what I mean? But
dude, then why did you even ask, man? Why did I even answer that question?
Now Gemini's Run.
Now you think I'm
Gemini's
a bad guy
run.
Because
I do
I'm
because
like
you said 70. 60. I feel like, why it's 60 now?
No.
Did you say 16?
That was a joke. I think like
80.
I think like around 80-ish.
Down.
Like on the for real.
Yeah. I'm there with you. Gemini's Run.
A Florida fisherman caught a gator he'd been watching for 3 years. It weighed more than 1,000 pounds.
Towson Pound that guy's gator.
Stalking gators?
Yeah, this guy's like just like fucking creeping on gators. And there's no resources. There's no resources for gator protection. There gator can't be like get a restraining order against this guy.
No.
Damn.
1,000 pounds, man. Like, fuck.
Did he
like,
kill
what
him?
Do you do with that after? I guess you, man, that's going to cost a lot of money to fucking taxidermy.
That was the news from Gemini Jackson and the Loud Table. Listen to more news at slamcityradio.com. Follow Slam City on Twitter at Slam City Radio.